God calls us in mysterious ways. His call comes to us through people, through events, through ways we never expect. My grandfather was the one who took a special interest in me, taking me to church, asking me to carry his violin, I had to wait for him when he finished all the, he was the trustee in the church. Then he would take me to every funeral in the town. He would take me to every wedding that I am not invited. He would ask me to stop and watch the kid getting baptized. He would take me to each saint in the church and tell me who it is. And then I got attracted to everything that happens here. Then through a youth ministry, I was received some sense of personal knowledge that Jesus is real. There is something in him. Through good youth ministers, I had an experience of Jesus being real. The first ever time I prayed a spontaneous prayer, a prayer that was not taught by my grandfather, but that prayer came through me, that Jesus, I love you, something like that, as if I was talking to a person. And then the next biggest gift I was given is this, which I joyfully carry even now. The gift of the Word of God. And I read it out of this newfound zeal. I had two other friends who came to the retreat. And they said, we are going to read the Bible. So I said, I'm going to beat you. So I read the Bible. Then I listened to a charismatic preacher preaching like by heart from the Bible. Then I went home. I underlined all the quotations from his preaching in my Bible. And then I started to learn them by heart. And then just preach to mom and dad. Can a woman forget her son? Even if she forgets you, he will not forget you. Isaiah chapter so and so. I was very fascinated. But God really called me only through one thing. Oh, I found really his presence, that he is alive and true. Not when I was having the best time, but when I was having the worst time, when I was experiencing the cross and the suffering, that's when I knew that God is real. So I joined an institution in way of becoming a priest, partly because of my character and outspoken behavior, imprudent vocabulary. I was kicked out of that place. And then I went home. I called my dad. Dad, I mucked up. I did something funny to the priests. And then I mocked them publicly. Oh. And then I went home. I remember sitting at the table. Dad is coming back from work. And he saw me having my dinner. And he said to me, ah, well, there is someone to work hard. Some others just sit and eat. I didn't finish my food. I got up, I took my Bible, a dictionary of English dictionary, a couple of books and my clothes I packed, and I took a train without ticket. It is possible in India. I took a train from all the way from my place, 2 days of journey to a place called Mumbai. I wanted to become the next Bollywood star or something. But I took the train. And all of a sudden, the institution doesn't want me. My family doesn't want me. Dad didn't really care. And I just took off. And while I was in the train, everything that I had was this Bible. I took the Bible and I kept it like this. And I didn't know anyone. no language. I was quite scared. I was 19 and I am on an adventure. I don't know what to do, where I am going, no idea. Just going to Mumbai, I'll get some work. And everything I had was this Bible. I used to keep it close, as if there is some kind of presence of God in this. And I got pickpocketed. It is possible in India. I went through lots of struggle. I worked in a laundry. I slept in laundry places in the slums. Then I had to go and live in a school where all my certificates and everything was hijacked. And almost 3 months I worked there without wages. Then in the middle of the night, I escaped from that place. In all this time, there was only one thing that kept me going in my struggles, in my pain, in my 1.5 years of wandering in poverty, in struggles, in not having family, in being completely homeless. That made me who I am now. At that time, I had only one thing. That's the word of God. I used to take it up and I used to read, "Can a woman forget her son?" Because something that I by-hearted. For some reason, for a jealousy of a preacher, I by-hearted it. But it helped me. Can a woman forget her own son? If she forgets, he will not forget. And I prayed like that. You don't forget me. You are here. Help me. In all my struggles, the power was the word of God. In the first reading we read, Elisha was received the cloth from Elijah. Elisha received the cloth from Elijah. And then the gospel reading we read, leave your father, leave your mother, and come and follow me. When God calls, he wants us to experience a homelessness in our lives. In our spiritual life, he wants us to experience a homelessness. He will make us orphans and we will think God is cruel. He will take us through the desert. He will push us through the tunnel of darkness. But he will lead us through the cloth that is surrounding us, the faith. And one faith that kept me going while I was in the MGL is this. My child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for testing. Set your heart right and be steadfast. Do not be impetuous in time of calamity. Cling to him and do not depart, so that your last days may be prosperous. It broke my dad's heart when I chose to become a priest. I remember the day I left my home. I couldn't find my dad to say goodbye. And I walked into the kitchen. Their dad, I thought he doesn't have much heart because he doesn't show much emotions. This guy, when I was time to leave to join the seminary, I saw him. The kitchen cupboard is open and dad is burying his head and crying in the kitchen that I'm going to lose his son. And being here, I really experienced being away from my mom, my dad, my friends. My first prayer in Australia was, give me a friend. And no one in India prays that. There's billions of people there. You pray, get rid of these people. But I prayed here, give me a friend. I used to walk around ready looking for people. I only saw dogs. They had compassion on me. They looked at me. But I had to go through it. I had to go through. We all have to go through in order to find how powerful is the providence of God. How powerful is the trust of God. How powerful is anointing. How powerful the grace we receive in baptism, that I will not leave you. You are my son. You are my daughter. And unless I experience the need for a father, the need for a mother, the need for a house, the need for comfort, I will not know the value of my father's goodness. Now I know how rich is my God. How rich is my God. He clothes me. He clothed me with grace. He clothed me with grace. But we have to walk through the valley of darkness. It is very important in our spiritual life. We have to leave the plow. We have to leave the farming. And we just have to follow God's call. It's very unsettling. Very unsettling. And one thing that we can hold on, that His word. If He says, it will happen. If He says so, it will happen so. That's what Elizabeth said to Mary. Chapter 1 of Luke. You are blessed because you believed that everything that is promised by the God will be fulfilled. You are blessed because you believed everything that is promised by God will be fulfilled. This is our strength to walk through the valley of darkness. So if any of you are feeling a bit homeless in your spiritual life, like orphan, like without a father, without a roof, uncertain, going through wilderness, I think it is good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the cross, because the resurrection is free. And let us indulge in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But let us go through Gethsemane and the cross. Young people, finally, before I stop, I went through a big crisis when I was 20, 21. Leaving home, not knowing what to do. And my only strength was this. Please read your Bible every day. Put your trust in it. It will clothe you. It will cover you. And one day, many years later, you will proudly say that even though I walk in the valley of darkness, your word, your rod and your staff lead me. Amen. Amen.